Shalom to all. Today's daf is Demayet of Samach Zayin, and we are starting at the very top of the Amud. And the middle of Sadaf, it's near the end of Lamed Amud Aleph with the words Veloinim Tzimetaltel. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Zarabas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now we were talking about when a chaver was invited over his friend Am Aretz's house for Shabbos, what he's supposed to do in regards to Trumas and Meisers, and we had said that he makes it tonight before Shabbos, and then once again repeats this nusach on Shabbos, and he's able to separate Trumas Meiser and other things that he needs to separate. And we most recently were discussing wine. What does he do with wine? Again, he says it's tonight before Shabbos and on Shabbos, and then he leaves a little bit of wine in his cup, and that's considered the Trumas Meiser of the wine that he drank. So I think more asked, "Lo'nim to metalta truma tmeyam b'Shabbos?" Doesn't it turn out that now he's carrying tamei truma on Shabbos? Whatever he's getting from the Am Aretz is assumed to be tamei, and now that he's leaving over Trumas Meiser in his cup, so that's tamei Trumas Meiser, and he's carrying that on Shabbos, which is usser. It's muktzah. He's being metalta muktzah. So we have a problem over here. So Amar Blazer, Blazer answers, "Mishayer kol shu chulin." He leaves over a little bit of chulin as well, along with his Trumas Meiser, and now he's allowed to carry the tamei Trumas Meiser along with the chulin. And where do we get this from? Kahid tanin taman, like it was taught in the Mishnah in Shabbos, metaltlin truma tahira ima tamea ima chulin. That one's allowed to carry tahar truma along with tamei truma and along with chulin. So we see that if a person has tamei truma and he has chulin along with it, that's allowed to be carried on Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, "Vladami, that's not comparable. Taman over there in that Mishnah in Shabbos, tamei letzayach tahira. The tamei was being carried along with the tahar because the main thing that was being carried there was the tahar. That was the main focus. Ram Hacha, however, over here, chulin letzayach tamei. This little bit of chulin wine that's being left over is being carried because of the tamei. Meaning the main focus over here is the tamei trumas meister that's being left over. And since the main object of what we're carrying over here is tamei, so it doesn't help to have some chulin along with it." So Om Rabbi Yisrael Rabban, he answers, "Im yitziyasi min ha-kais, kadesh," that he only makes his wine into trumas meiser, meaning he only turns it kadesh as it's leaving the cup, meaning as he's pouring it out. So while he's drinking, it doesn't have a status yet as trumas meiser, and even when he leaves it over in the cup, it's still not considered trumas meiser yet. It's only as he's pouring it out of the cup, then he gives it its status of trumas meiser, but by that time it's left the cup already, so it's not considered like he's being metaltel truma tamei on Shabbos. Now the Gemara quotes a Mishnah later on, over there we learned in Mishnah, halakech yanim b'na kusim, if a person buys wine from kusim and it's before Shabbos and he wants to be able to take off truma meiser, so according to one tano, he's allowed to make a tanai and say that the two lugan that I will eventually end up being mafresh is going to be truma, and the ten that I'm going to end up being mafresh are meiser, so on and so forth, and he designates them even though he doesn't pour them off yet, and he drinks wine from this barrel, and later on when he manages to get a cup or a pitcher or something like that, and then after Shabbos he'll separate the necessary trumas and meisers. El Mafreya, turns out that what he drank was ready matukin. However, Tani was taught Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, Asrin from doing this. Why is that? Shematibaka annoyed. Because maybe in between drinking from this barrel, physically separating the Truman Meister, maybe the barrel's going to break and then all the wine's going to spill. And then it's going to turn out, Limafreya, he ended up drinking Tevel because he was drinking wine from his barrel, waiting the whole time to physically separate the Truman Meister. By the time he got to physically separating it, everything broke and spilled on the floor. So that means that he ended up drinking Tevel. Now, Vadom Asniso, like Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, it seems like our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, because according to our Mishnah, what we're saying is that he's allowed to drink from this cup of wine and wait till the end of his cup just to leave over a little bit of Trumas Meiser, and we're not afraid that the cup's going to break. Whereas according to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, technically we should be afraid the cup's going to break, just like they're afraid that the barrel's going to break. So, I'm Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, he answers that no. Hakal Maidamala Kais, Shuhu Alatar. Everyone agrees with the cup that this would be okay because it's right here on the spot, meaning he's currently drinking from the cup right now, which is something that takes a very short amount of time. So even according to Rabbi Yisrael and Reb Shimon, we don't have to be chayshesh that in between starting and finishing the cup, it's going to break, and the little bit that he was going to leave over for Trumas Meiser is going to end up getting spilled on the floor, and then it's going to turn out that he drank Tevel Mafreya. The whole chashash of something breaking is only when we're talking about a barrel where he's slowly but surely taking wine out of a barrel over a long amount of time. So then we're afraid that in the interim that the barrel's going to break and he's going to end up with Mafreya having drunk Tevel. But in the case of drinking out of a cup, we don't have this issue. And moving on to brand new halacha, halacha gimel. The Mishnah says as follows, Pile she'enu mamon le'baal bayis, a worker that doesn't trust the baal bayis. Now we know that the baal bayis is providing food for his worker, but the things that the worker doesn't trust that the baal bayis took off meiser properly. So what does he do? Noitel gregeris achas, the worker takes one fig, va'aymer, and he says, zu this fig, v'teisha bayis achreel, and the nine that come after it, asuyas meiser al tishim shani oichel, they're officially meiser for the next 90 that I'm going to eat, vizu, and this one fig, asuya trumas meiser alayen, is trumas meiser for them, meiser sheni b'achroinus, and meiser sheni should be in the last figs that I'm eating, umchol alamayis, and the kedusha of those meiser sheni figs should be transferred onto this money that I have over here. B'chaisach regeris achas, and he saves one fig, which he doesn't eat, because that's a trumas meiser which he designated, and he can't eat the trumas meiser. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, lo yachsoich, he's allowed to hold back and save that fig and not eat it. Why? That's because he's minimizing the work of the Baal Bayis. The Baal Bayis is paying him to do work, and that means that he has to perform at his very best, and in order to be able to do work at his maximum strength, he has to eat all the food that's being given to him. And if he doesn't eat this one fig, and he's saving it for Trumas Meiser, so he's not going to be performing at his maximum, and that's like cheating the Baal Bayis. Or on top of Rabbi Yossi says, lo yachsoich, he doesn't have to save that fig, that's because it's Tanai Bezdin. What's the Tanai Bezdin? The fact that he's allowed to take Trumas Meiser off from the owner's produce, that's Tanai Bezdin, meaning the worker doesn't have to cut himself short and have one less fig. He's allowed to eat that fig, because that fig, which is Trumas Meiser, is allowed to come out of the Baal Bayis' produce. It doesn't have to come out of the workers. Now the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Lazar says, B'shem Rabbi Shaya, Asu Isai She'ena Imam Baal Bayis. The Mishnah is treating this worker as if he doesn't trust the Baal Bayis. In other words, it doesn't have to be this situation the Mishnah is bringing up where the worker doesn't trust the Baal Bayis because the Baal Bayis is an Amma Aretz. Even if he does trust the Baal Bayis is a chaver, and he always makes sure that he takes Truman Meiser off of his food, still the worker would have reason to suspect that in this scenario, the Baal Bayis did not take a proper Trumas and Meiseres, because we know that a Baal Bayis, even a chaver, is allowed to feed his poor worker demai. So it's still possible, even if the Baal Bayis is trustworthy, that he's feeding this worker demai, and this is what the worker would do in order to make sure that everything is proper trumas and meiser is taken off. Now the Gemara just clarifies, pshita damilsa, the following thing is obvious, the nisifru ha-peiros, if the fruit that the worker was being given got burned up or they got totally ruined, so hatruma betivula, this one fig that he had separated for trumas meiser is considered tevel, because it's not considered trumas meiser for anything. However, for Nisra Truma, if this fig that he had separated for Truma got burned up or ruined before he ended up eating all the other produce, that's not a problem. Once he does eventually eat those figs and those fruits, that Truma, which he had originally separated, is considered Kadosh Lamafreya, even though it's not here anymore, it's still considered like it was proper Trumas Meiser set aside for these fruits that he's now eating. Now we quote the Mishnah of Chaisach Gregeris Achas, he saves himself one Gregeris, one fig. The Gemara just asks, Mao Chaisach, what does that mean? He's saving himself a fig. So this is, as we had explained in the Mishnah, Min Mechla Humapik Trumas Meiser, from his food that he's allowed to eat, he has to save one of those figs and not eat it, and that's being kept as Trumas Meiser. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.